We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the show.
We continue to talk about testing for the coronavirus COVID-19, and I know it was a week ago now, but look at what happened to Governor Mike DeWine and his false positive. What should be our takeaway from that?
Well, there's one thing I want to point out about the governor's testing is the first test that he did was a rapid antigen test. And most hospitals won't use that test because of the problems with its accuracy. At university hospitals, we only use the PCR-based testing because the antigen test just has so many problems. I was quite frankly shocked when I heard that the White House was screening people around the president with a rapid antigen test.
And now you're seeing, at least from stories that I've been reading, a possible increase in COVID in younger adults and children. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we're actually seeing that at Rainbow. And what we have seen is that while the number of tests that we do week on week has kind of leveled out at about 800 tests or 900 tests a week, the positivity rate, especially for those symptomatic kids, is creeping up.
As we head into fall and winter, it's coming. Should we plan to get ourselves and our kids flu shots this year?
I mean, come on. Like, what are you really? Like, this is not the year to get flu, people. I mean, there's several reasons for that. One is we know that people are going to get more sick this fall and winter. It happens every year. And we know that that's going to put a strain on our testing resources. We know it's going to put a strain on our hospital beds. I mean, a bad flu season can max out your hospital beds, too, just like a COVID season can. We cannot have a bad flu season this year. Everybody needs to get their flu shots. Everybody needs to wear their mask. Everybody needs to wash their hands and social distance. And we need to be really strict about that this winter, or we could really be in trouble.
And I read a couple of days ago that the Cincinnati Reds have a plan to try to get some fans into the stadium. Do you think that's a possibility moving forward?
I actually do, and I've always seen that could be a possibility as long as people are willing to sit in, like, just your family group, socially distanced. So they're going to have to be careful about how they sell the tickets. So if my family buys four tickets, that means the rows all around us, you know, in front and behind and the seats beside us can't be sold. So they have to block out, you know, a bunch of seats around us. And then, with the food service and the restrooms, just, you know, more cleaning and that sort of stuff, it is doable.
And while we're talking about sports, your thoughts on Ohio State and the Pac-12 and the MAC shutting down their seasons, or at least postponing it till maybe the spring?
It coming. The protocols are very difficult, and honestly, the NFL can say whatever it wants, but they're going to end up canceling games. We all know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to get sick, and so then a team's going to have to quarantine so many people that they're not going to be able to play. So, you know, and the other thing is, NFL players get paid to play. College athletes aren't being paid, so you're telling me that they're required to risk getting sick with a virus that could harm them simply because I want to watch football on TV? That's not fair. They're in college. These are colleges. Don't put what we want on them.
Dr. Amy Edwards of UH Rainbow, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Of course, you're welcome. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.